Young people from around the world are in Glasgow for this week's Global Climate Summit. On Monday, Swedish activist Greta Thunberg urged on protesters during a demonstration.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
No more blah, blah, blah! No more blah, blah, blah!
Another young climate activist at COP26 is Elizabeth Wathuti, a 26-year-old from Kenya who's also founder of Green Generation Initiative. That's a group that helps young people become environmentally conscious through growing trees. Wathuti spoke in front of COP26 leaders earlier this week and told them 2 million of her fellow Kenyans are suffering from climate-related starvation due to drought.
I have seen with my own eyes 3 young children crying at the side of a dried up river after walking 12 miles with their mother to find water. Please open your hearts. This is not only happening in Kenya.
Elizabeth Wathuti joins us now from COP26. Elizabeth, I welcome you, but I just have to say, you saw that?
Yes, I did. And it was really painful and heartbreaking to see the people that have least contributed to this crisis being the ones that have to go through the suffering of the impacts.
Well, the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has already praised you for your work to highlight the disproportionate impact of climate change on the African people.
Yeah.
But to ask you, young people can sometimes be used as shields. You know, politicians put them in front of them to sort of greenwash, and the focus is on the earnest young activists. Aren't they adorable? Do you feel you're being taken seriously?
I mean, I think the only time we will begin to feel that we are being heard and we are being listened to is the time when what is being said in between these conferences actually gets to be implemented, which is not happening. And at the end of the day, young people and the children don't have to carry this burden of being the ones who are even doing more than the leaders. Right now, there are negotiations going on, and on Friday, we are going to go to the streets to put more pressure. We don't have to be put into such a situation where we have to beg and demand for action from the leaders, yet they are the ones who are in power. They are the ones who have the resources that we don't even have. I mean, it's totally a shame that the young people are doing much more than they're even supposed to be doing. I mean, it's being selfish. We have to be selfless when it comes to how our actions impact this planet for the next generation.
Yeah. You also represent a country that is one of the many at the mercy of wealthier nations across the world that are creating most of the emissions, and countries like yours are suffering the effects. We're just reading a new study from researchers in Japan that found fossil fuel burning by the world's richest nations causes half the global deaths from fine particle pollution, and most of those deaths take place in developing countries. You know, you tell us about the children without any water at a dried riverbed, heartbreaking. They're also absorbing carbon from other parts of the world. You're planting fruit trees. That might seem like a small effort, but what do you think you've done?
The reason why I started to make a difference by making sure that the kind of trees I'm planting in schools with school children are trees that have impact is heavily because food insecurity is one of the greatest impacts that is facing not just my country, but the entire African continent as a result of the climate crisis. And so if these are kind of initiatives that governments can continue to uptake in countries to ensure that it's about a bottom-top approach where we are going to the grassroots, we are going to the people that are the most impacted and making sure that we are helping them out of this crisis.
And by the way, you've planted over 30,000 fruit trees, you know, providing both, you know, sustenance food for kids, but also protection against sun, absorption of carbon, all the things that trees do.
Yes.
Elizabeth Wathuti, what is the one thing that you are hoping you really want to see out of COP26?
I mean, one of the key things that we are saying needs to be done is that we have to stop investing in fossil fuels. And in addition to that, we have to massively increase nature regeneration and also make sure that our remaining natural ecosystems continue to stay intact. But this is not what we are seeing, especially from the rich countries that have contributed the most to the crisis. we're already seeing the aspect of climate finance right now. Leaders trying to get themselves out of commitments that they made during the Paris Agreement. So how are we going to keep 1.5 alive if we come to COP26 to negotiate and get ourselves out of pledges we made? So we've not yet met the pledges we made as countries. And now we want to convince young people that we are listening by saying that we are making new commitments and they need to step up and begin to do more, more than what the young people are doing.
That's Elizabeth Wathuti, a 26-year-old climate activist from Kenya at COP26. Elizabeth, thank you and best of luck to you in your work.
Thank you so much.